them all.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see a mostly cloudy sky, a little patchy fog out there, areas of smoke as well, a morning low in the lower 60s, a light southeast breeze. On Saturday, a few showers and storms, partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, currently 77 degrees.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin. Welcome to Playmakers. Let's get it going on a Friday afternoon. We hope you all are having a good one out there. Your host behind the mic, James, joined by Seth.
Oh, I'm back.
And the best listeners in radio. Good to have you back, man. Good
it's
to have
been
you.
A while,
this
yeah.
A, this is a Friday show. Yeah. We got you in store. Yeah. That's good. I had Terry this morning. I got you on a Friday. This is a good
now story. It feels like a Friday,
yes,
right?
Yes, it does. Get the old team, old school team together. We're having some fun with it. We are wide open, everybody. Hit us in the numbers, 715-424-2600. Call up, join the conversation through the Civic Media app. You can even text us if you like, everybody. I do try to keep an eye on the text line.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to reach out to us and hit us up. Hit us in the numbers. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, everyone. We got some fun stuff lined up today. Do want to talk a little bit of not just the trade deadline with you, Seth,
sure.
Coming up in Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got a good one here, and we'll see how long it takes us to get to it because I wanted to start with it. And it just doesn't make sense to start here. But I have a great thing from Jeff Passan here, one of our mm-hmm. favorite writers in mm-hmm. baseball. The top trade deadlines moves, ranking the top moves in MLB
right.
history
oh, okay.
at right. the trade deadline. How did he word this? ranking the best MLB trade deadline rentals ever.
Oh, so specifically
yes.
guys that you knew you were only going to get till the end of the season, then they'd be free agents and probably sign somewhere else, right?
Yeah. I find it, I have not pre-read it. I have not looked at it. I am just dying to dive okay. into it.
I know one that's probably going to be on that list.
Yeah,
I can
I got
think
a good
of
feeling.
At least one, yeah.
But I do want to start with where we should, of course, start. The Seattle Mariners acquiring Josh Naylor in a trade with the D-backs. Mm-hmm. A gigantic trade that sent shockwaves through the MLB. No.
No, it didn't.
No. But what it did was start off the trade deadline season, really. Now, there have been some other trades. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Rafael Devers trade is the biggest one so far.
Right.
But with that being 20 years ago now, because that's what it...
In terms of takes, of sports takes, right?
We kind of keep moving and everything. Well, and here's the other part of it, too, that the trade itself hasn't really flourished for the team that received the player that the way that's usually works.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco gets this big bat, mm-hmm. and he's got maybe 10 homers by now or something like that on an
right.
average. Whereas it is, he's got like two out of 60 at-bats, I think, or something like that.
Right.
And just it hasn't been going well. Him going to first base felt more like a bite my tongue at you kind of thing
right,
to San Francisco
right.
or to Boston than it did more as a good move.
Mm-hmm.
And San Francisco stuck with that guy right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how that ends for them.
It may turn around. He's a good hitter, so we'll see. But
when teams that are not normally desperate do desperate moves, it just does not usually go well.
It doesn't look, and it's never a good look either.
No. And I don't blame them. They've been waiting for a bat since Bonds. But
oh my gosh.
It's at the same time, of all the guys to take a risk on, and not only was it a risk, man, what they gave up. We may get to the end of the trade deadline,
mm-hmm.
and even with some of the big names, you know, not big names maybe, but bigger names for this.
But we'll see, yeah, right.
That are traded, that may be the most anybody paid for a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Especially considering, I guess that's what my point is, he might be the biggest name that goes,
right.
other than maybe a Suarez, who is not a household name.
No, he's not.
I would imagine that Devers is more of a known name than Suarez,
yeah.
outside of, you know, average baseball.
Right, he's
fans.
Had a more consistent career than Suarez has. And
played in a bigger market,
and he played
too.
In a bigger market, yeah. I mean, Suarez has been in, what, like Cincinnati, Seattle, you know, not the biggest places.
I saw a lot of people on social media just after this All-Star game. Hey, who's the Suarez guy? Is he a rookie? Like, so, I mean, you know,
he's like 34, yeah.
Yeah.
He's been
yeah.
in the league forever.
So it just shows you where
right.
he's at. But so Boston, Boston may have gotten the best haul.
It's interesting to see. I mean, of course, this will take time to find out,
but
you never know.
And I should hold up there as far as best haul, because Arizona is going to get a haul.
Yes.
Now they just also made not only that trade right there, but they're rumored to trade maybe the biggest name on the market, Suarez, the right. third base power hitting third baseman.
Mm-hmm. They also have a couple of pitchers that are going to be free agents. Zach Gallen might be a big one, too, because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. I know he's having kind of an up-and-down season, but the potential is still really good for him. I think he might be a pretty big ticket item as we go along here.
The Yankees have acquired Ryan McMahon from the Rockies for a couple of backup pitchers. McMahon has had some nice runs there. Mm-hmm. You don't know
not,
how much.
Not having a good year this year, but in the past he has.
I don't know how much it is to do with atmosphere or not, but he's going to New York where that fence, I mean, you know.
For a left-handed batter like him, I mean, it's a tempting target for sure. That right field porch is like, So you never know. It could happen.
And all this said, who knows where this will go, but apparently the Padres have made a blockbuster trade proposal to the Red Sox involving Dylan Cease and the wonderful and hitting Duran.
Jaron Duran.
Yep. I keep wanting to say Roberto. I'll admit to the audience, I'm a boxer son through and through. Keep wanting to say it. No mas. So that, I mean, I don't know the likelihood of that going through, but if it does, that would probably be
one of the bigger ones. That would be a big one, especially considering Dylan Cease considered still pretty good pitcher. Duran, a pretty good hitter, but both, I mean, Duran is having not a great season, but in the past he's had terrific. Last couple of years he's had really good seasons.
It's funny how it works. Usually when your team is good and you lose a player that you like, and it's usually to free agency, you're like, oh, I don't like that guy anymore, or any of these things. Sure. When your team is bad and your guy gets traded, you're like, good for Dylan Cease.
Yeah,
I root for him. I'm wishing good things on Dylan Cease. He was a great White Sox.
Although it's interesting because San Diego's in the thick of it. I mean, they're in the West, so I'm not sure. That's a pure contract one because he's like, they're going to save like $5 million or something like that. So
in our pregame, and by that I mean whenever we talk, this morning I remember you mentioning something about that with the San Diego's new ownership,
which is the family. Which was in doubt. It was in court about who got the control and all these things. And they have already made it known that they are really scaling back payroll kind of thing. Peter Saylor, who is the one that owned the team and passed away just last year, I think. He was one of those guys. He was a real baseball owner in the sense that he wanted to win.
Yeah.
And he opened up the checkbook. He spent a lot of money. He has, you know, the crazy GM, A.J. Preller, who, you know, just do whatever you want, A.J. Make crazy wheeling, dealing things. And you know, it didn't always work out, but he was always willing to do that. Now, family, nope. You know, the Nepo babies are like, no. I'm not going to lose $1 of this this big quit. You know, I'm going to save all my money. I don't want to lose anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Don't care a darn thing about baseball.
No, not at all.
I wonder how long, you just said it, the GM.
A.J. Preller.
I don't know how long Preller will be there.
No.
Just if any reason, his own paycheck, that's pretty up there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, a guy like that, you can't handcuff him. Like this time of year.
He's very much a wheeler dealer,
This time of year, no wonder that he's proposing stuff that who knows if it'll actually happen. He just needs to keep busy right now. He's going to go crazy if he doesn't. I that's an owner that I would want. Is he always smartest and making the smartest moves? No. But he tried so hard, and I don't think that in his passing, I hope on his deathbed and all that, he understood. He didn't win it all, but he tried his dangest. If I was a San Diego Padre fan, I'd be very all right with that.
And that's it. That's the thing, because people knew this. If you remember back in the day, they had trouble getting anyone to go to the park there. Yeah. As soon as he started showing he cared, I mean, San Diego is always full now. It's always full.
It's why I will push back on anybody that if you look at how long the A's lasted when you think about it with bad ownership.
Yeah.
Not about the players on the field, just with the horrible ownership that they had and how long they were actually able to stay in Oakland. Mm-hmm. When I think about it now, it's actually kind of a marvel, as angry as I get about them leaving.
Mm-hmm.
When you have ownership that isn't on the same page as the fans, which is almost every single sports organization out there, almost everyone. You're never going to have a happy you're never going to have a happy family.
No.
That is going to be an upset family for the rest of time, as long as that ownership is there. I feel like you're seeing something something really interesting happening in sports right now, and I don't know that everybody is really wrapping their brains around it or if we can. The days of the mom and pop owners are gone.
Mm-hmm.
These ones we have right now are it.
Yes.
That's it. There is no family in America that can go out there and buy a sports franchise.
It's too expensive.
There is no Jerry Jones out there anymore, everybody.
Nope.
They need partners. They need friends. They need people that they haven't talked to in years to pitch in and put into this. And most of them are tech billionaires. Most of them are people coming from that industry. And they are used to winning and winning right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like right away. They find out real quickly in that world if something works or it doesn't. Hey, we got a bunch of people coming to our site. Hey, we have a bunch of downloads. I mean, they get it quick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they expect. And if you're going into the sports world where everything is about patience, whether you're a fan, you're a player, everything is about patience. Nobody walks into anything and is amazing and wins a title instantly. It takes time. Even if a guy, Sam Cassell is one of my favorite examples of this, got into the league, just happened to be drafted by the Houston Rockets, where Michael Jordan is playing baseball, and he wins two titles in his first 2 years.
Right.
That is one of the most rare situations that I can actually remember.
Absolutely.
Juan Soto coming into the league, and I believe his first or second year winning a World Series.
Right. He was like 21 years old, right? Yeah.
Yeah. These things are very, so we can actually remember the individuals. In the bandwidth of our sports brains, we can remember, because it happens so rarely.
Yes.
I don't know how this ends well for any of us as fans. Whether we're talking about where we can actually follow and catch these games and the money, you know, the nasty moneyness that they're going after with that, or the difference between an owner and a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
And not helping anything, and this is going to rear its head very soon, noting something that you did about the possible baseball strike coming up in 2026. Mm-hmm. Our whole lifetimes, when this happens, what happens with a lot of the fan base? They get mad at the players.
Yes.
These darn players. These darn players. How dare they? How dare they do this? Oh, those poor owners. Oh, those poor owners. Yeah, I feel for them. Boy, it's got to be tough in that mansion. It's got to be really difficult.
Yeah. That yacht that's a floating city, right? Yeah.
We see this weird, one of the weirdest things of my lifetime in seeing people run towards the billionaires and the people that they're actually closer to in far as players go. They look their nose down on. How is that going to play out as we go forward here in 2026 when you don't have the owners anymore that you used to look at? And even if you were a Cincinnati Red fan and you hated Marge Schott, you knew who she was, and so therefore you felt a connection to that team and to the ownership.
Right.
Name me the owners of like five teams right now. You know, unless they're a sports celebrity or something like that, like a Magic Johnson with the Dodgers, or what's it, A-Rod with the Minnesota Twins.
Trying to buy the Wolves. Yeah,
any of these kind of situations, you don't know these people.
No.
And the only time you do is when they're out there and they're spending money, they're trying to win a championship today.
Yep, or they're literally doing it because they're all like on in the Mets now for some reason. His name is Steve Cohen.
Steve Cohen.
Yeah. He's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, he's talking about it and he's saying stuff. That's why we know him.
Yeah.
That's only because he introduced himself to us. Otherwise, I mean, he's a private equity guy. How many other private equity guys have bought, you know, Baltimore, same thing. We don't know. What's his name again? I forget. I don't know who he is.
When it comes to the ownership that's going to be going forward, where they are all or nothing, and it is a very zeros and ones thing, I don't know how they're going to look at players, and especially during a strike. And you're going to have two very different kind of things happening here, where you do have what's happening in San Diego, where they're tightening the purse strings.
Yep.
And what you have in New York, where it's all or nothing every season, which doesn't usually end well either.
No.
Like, every once in a while you win a championship with that, but your longevity, very next year, you're nothing.
Yeah.
We've seen it with Miami, seen it with Washington.
With the Dodgers right now.
Yeah.
Again, the offseason, everyone was clutching their pearls and was like, oh my God, the Dodgers are buying themselves a World Series. Well, no. They're not doing great right now. No. I mean, they've had injuries upon injuries. They've had players be ineffective. You never know. That's the thing. You can never guarantee this stuff.
We were talking about this months and months before the season even started. When they brought in the rookie from Japan and everything, and everybody was freaking out. Like, they've got to stay healthy. This is a long season. If the season was a month, Yes, the Dodgers.
Sure, the Dodgers.
Cheating.
I would have been.
It's cheating. I don't know how, but they're doing it. Yeah, but the season's not a month, and it's got a lot of play to have, and we got a long season left.
Yeah,
where are some of these big names going to end up? Mm. We got Eugene Suarez, third baseman, Diamondbacks. We mentioned him a couple of times. Mm-hmm. He is under control through 2025.
Yep,
he's probably the biggest name as far as biggest bat that is available
right now. Yeah, I saw something. 12 teams have inquired about him.
There is
12 teams.
The only thing I'm confident in is a month from now, he's not going to be in playing home games in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's it. I have no idea where he's going to go because everybody wants him. And the teams with the most to offer, like the Cubs and somehow the Dodgers, and we're not even talking players, but prospects.
Yes. The Dodgers still have a great farm system, too. We forget about that.
Arizona is a little bit run a little bit more of, yeah, you can give me the best offer, but I don't like you. So I'm not going to trade with you. So there's that wild card in there.
Oh,
that,
absolutely.
Which happens a lot more in baseball than I think in any other sport. And I have to be honest, I kind of like that.
It's the division thing. Actually, back in the day, man, you would never trade with your division rival.
Right.
Because it's like, why would I help my rival, you know, right now, especially, you know, kind of thing. So they would never do that. It's less now than it used to be, but there's still, and there's, trust me, Arizona and LA, not some, they've had some run-ins in the past.
Yeah.
They have had. So I would be surprised if he ended up in LA, at least with the Dodgers. The Cubs make more sense. Sorry, Brewers fans. Mm. The Cubs actually make a ton of sense.
I think they're trying to figure out. I don't think they were ready to be contending in Chicago. I think they wanted to, but I don't think they were ready for it.
I think it's a little bit of a surprising season. Yeah,
whether it's what to do with Tucker, which I think is a no brainer, but apparently you know they're trying to figure out or nickel and dime and stuff. I don't know. But with that or this kind of a move like this, you really have to speed up your timeline then. Because I mean, you don't get to. There's no guarantee that next year at this time, Chicago is going to be anywhere even near this. They know that because it just happened.
I was going to say you were right on, man. This just happened to them.
There are a few things I felt more confident in than that threesome of Baez and Bryant
and Schwarber.
Mm-hmm. That team's going to be competitive. I'm not saying they're going to win another World Series, but they were going to be competitive for years, and that did not happen. But they rebuild also happened.
Jorge Soler came up with the Cubs.
Oh,
you remember
yeah,
that?
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sorry, that was a little side there, but
that's good. Mitch Keller, right-hander for the Pirates, is also available. And not only that, but there is rumors going around that they're shopping O'Neill Cruz, which, if that player goes, would be easily the biggest name of the trade season and the biggest surprise.
He has not lived up to the hype yet. I'm man with the tools that he has. I can't imagine he's not going to put it all together someday, and they'd be crazy to get rid of him. But then that's what the Pirates do.
Yeah.
Sadly, that is what they do.
Speaking of, I don't
terrible ownership. Yeah. Oh my God.
Well,
so sad what happened to Pittsburgh, man.
You know, I don't know. In the business world, one thing that I think that you can kind of hang your hat on, and for the most part at least, is it's a sink or swim business world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a bad business owner, you will probably not stay in business. And that may sound cold-hearted, but that's the world we are. Mm-hmm. We have. That's America, man.
You created the business for, right? Yeah.
In sports, you can fail forever.
Yes.
And never have any accountability. Never have any accountability. People still come to your games. Mm-hmm. You can threaten to move the team. All these different things, and all we got to do is sit there and take it.
Mm-hmm.
That is not a good system.
No, it's not. It's a terrible system. Yeah, I'm with you.
Ryan O'Hara, the name that has been most associated with Milltown from Baltimore, is another big name out there. First baseman, outfielder, DH, has been having a nice season in Baltimore and is a good clubhouse guy, too, which is part of
what
the reason
I've heard,
why.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It really makes a lot of sense that he might go there. You were talking about pitchers for Arizona as well. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to skate past Merrill Kelly.
Yeah, another good. Ooh. Boy, some talent right there.
Now, he would be a good one on a team with a couple of already great players.
Yes.
A couple of other great starters.
Pitchers, yes.
I think
he'd be a nice compliment, yeah.
Man, a good fourth, fifth starter. I think he'd be, boy, I would not like to have him in the playoffs, having to face him in the playoffs in the fourth or fifth game.
We've seen what he's done in the playoffs in the past, and he's been really good, so yeah.
There is also Edward Cabrera from the Marlins. That is another one that is just, the Marlins are going to be in one of the weirdest worst teams at this deadline here because they
like it always happens with them.
They just got good at the worst time.
They did
for them in a sense.
Yes.
Where all of a sudden, oh, now you guys
they win a whole bunch of games. Yeah. Oh, great.
And there is a lot of talk over there where there is a, I wouldn't say a divide. I think they're just not sure what to do necessarily. Where do we hang on to a guy like Sandy Alcantara, who is a guy we built up in an organization guy and really kind of the face of that franchise right now, and somebody that the fans like and know and can help build that locker room. Great locker room guy. You kind of keep a vet around to help out these young players and everything. You already got him under contract. The money's pretty much spent. Here's something nobody talks about in sports. The moment that contract is signed, if you're a good owner, if you're a good GM, that money's already gone.
Right.
So the idea of salvaging anything is ridiculous. it is a matter of scrapes. It is a scraps is what you're going to do after that. So I miss me with any kind of worries about contracts or anything like that. These guys throw around money every day.
Yeah.
I would like to see Miami stand pat. I would like to see them kind of try to build with this.
That'd be kind of cool.
The scary thing of that is, of course, it doesn't really grow. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really develop into anything. What's the difference? If you're a Miami fan, what's the difference, really?
It doesn't. No.
They've sold off pieces for years. Yep. It was a long time ago they won that title.
They won the World Series, and then they did the same thing. I mean, both times they won the World Series, they immediately sold off the teams. Yeah.
Different ownership, so maybe they wouldn't do it this time. But there are very few for us fan bases that I feel like I do for the Miami Marlin fan, that's torture to put see your team go through that and everything.
And it's got to be just like for a Brewers fan, it's like insanely frustrating when a team that's won two World Series. They're like, come on, man. Yeah. What's going on?
Not fair. Them or the Diamondbacks or any of these teams like that. Adrian Hauser, speaking of Brewers, former Brewer, current Southsider, has been having a nice season for
their team.
Very
nice season,
I would like to, and I appreciate him. I like what he's done for the team and everything. He's under control until 2025. I'd like to see him do it somewhere else. just because I want to see, this team isn't going anywhere.
I want to see them
get whatever you can get. I don't know, a box of, Mike and Ike's. I don't know, man. Get whatever you can get and just, keep moving.
Honestly, we got to give the Sox a little bit of credit. They're having, not a good season, but it's much better than last year. We got to give them that.
Yeah, there's that. And thank you again to the Colorado Rockies for being so bad.
Oh, lordy.
Jackson Chourio just hit a 428-foot home run. I believe they just tied it up in Milwaukee.
Nice.
So I say this about the Marlins, and I think it's interesting and confusing for them in a way because they're just in this standstill. I hesitated to say the weirdest team in this at this trade deadline because there is the Atlanta Braves. And of all the teams that came into this season with expectations and the idea that they were going to be somebody, I don't know that there is a bigger surprise for a fan base than what's been happening with Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And every team has injuries. Every team has slow starts, all of these things. We've talked endlessly about how Milwaukee has bounced back in their season and the incredible work they've been doing in that clubhouse since then. So there's no reason, especially with a arguably more talented roster in Atlanta,
absolutely,
that you wouldn't be able to do that. And you've had a lot of people coming back healthy, and they got to get right. They got to, we don't give pitchers enough time. Hey, you're out there on the diamond, pitch me nine. How it works. Actually, as frustrating as it is for fans and everything, what they're doing with Ohtani, I would say for the first four games was smart. I don't know why they're going to continue to do it this way, but I think it's a smart way of a guy coming off major surgery.
Right.
Get him in the game, give him a couple of innings, then get him out of there. Mm-hmm. Have a pitch count, all that. That's the only time I'm actually all right with it, is coming off of injury. After that, I would be Dusty Baker. I wholeheartedly admit, because I'm old school and I trust my pitcher, which is insane. Because of course their arm could be falling off, and then I got it, coach. No, give me the ball, give me the ball.
Yes, that's what pitchers are like. Yeah, I'll run it up there.
So I would be a horrible manager, horrible. But my players would love me.
They would. I'm sure they would.
So Marcelo Ozuna, DH for the Atlanta Braves, is a guy that a lot of people have been talking about possibly on the market. You trade a guy like that, and it doesn't necessarily mean that you're starting over or anything. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of an older player, not a huge piece of your team. But I would think that what it says to your fan base is a little bit shocking. And they were supposed to, all I kept hearing was they were going to write the ship.
Yep.
Still hasn't happened.
No. There was a time there it looked like they were writing the ship, and then they went on a horrible losing streak. And then now they are where they're at. The weird thing about Atlanta is their philosophy, and I don't know if many people know about the way they signed young players to long-term contracts before, you know, they start making really big money. I mean, it's still a lot of money, but it's not like, what, you know, if you get a free agent, you know, that kind of big money. And because they just expected them to keep progressing and keep going. Well, that fell on its face this year. And all of a sudden, you've got Acuna. I know he's just coming back. He's coming back from major injury as well, you know. And it took him a long time to get going again after the last time it happened. So I mean, there's still for him, but you know, you got forgot his name, the third baseman who just came back off the disabled list.
Yeah. Riley.
He is Austin Riley. He having a bad year, you know. A lot of these others, Ozzie Albies. Not having a great year. Matt Olson's having a good, fine year, but not great. Sean Murphy has disappeared off the face of the earth. He was supposed to be one of the big cogs on there. And so, I don't know. It's just, is everyone just having a bad year this year?
Even the pitching doesn't seem to be there.
Which is usually the strength of Atlanta is their pitching staff. And nope. Not happening.
When they're looking at teams, Jeff Passan put out another report, too, about every team and what they could be doing and who they could be looking at. He's the one that first hit on the Ryan O'Hara thing to Milwaukee. Another player that has been rumored to go to Milwaukee is the Mikael Garcia. I don't know if I'm saying his first name right. Mikael Garcia.
I believe that is correct. From Kansas City.
A nice bat. Great fielder.
Yes. He can play short. He can play third.
All over.
And he's got a great batting eye, too. He's also, he'll draw his walks and stuff. But no, he would be a nice piece for a team like the Brewers.
Mackenzie Gore being rumored to Chicago, the Cubs, to the Northsiders.
For pitching, that's an interesting one.
But I'm seeing more and more of people saying that Suarez is going to end up in New York playing for the Bombers. And I find that really interesting because... There's the one team that if you ask me who's going to go all in, they're definitely going to go all in.
It's the Yankees, right?
Yeah, but why? Like, I don't look at that team and think that they're a World Series contender by any means. They got one, two players, maybe.
Yeah.
That's the funniest darn thing to me, that they would do this, and they would cost them all this just because they're the Yankees. You know? I mean, it's really the only answer to it. It doesn't make sense on paper.
Being the Yankees can work against you. At times as well. We have to remember that they feel, especially their fan base. Man, I can't remember the last time the Yankees were sellers. During our lifetime, maybe never were sellers at the trade deadline. And if that happened, they might like lose their minds. They might literally go crazy because it's never happened before.
I kind of hope it happens. Kind of do. I have to admit, the mischievous
part. They got rid of DJ LeMahieu. You know, they designated him for assignment to get rid of his salary. It didn't. Actually, they're still going to have to pay him. But they got rid of him in order to... I mean, that was a lot of people were thought that Suarez was the guy they were going to go after. So there's a good chance that if they put together a good enough package, of course, and I think the Diamondbacks are going to be asking quite a bit for him. Yeah. So, and they should. We'll see what happens.
Here's the thing where if you're an Arizona fan, you're feeling so much better right now than an Atlanta fan or some of these, which is a really wild place
is
to be in if you
weird?
Think about it. Yeah. But Arizona has an opportunity here to truly do a rebuild. And one of the best things you could ask for is there ain't much out there. Those cupboards are bare.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't a whole lot of meat on the bone. There ain't a
Not
lot
right
of things
now.
Out there. I don't know how many more analogies I can give. I was going to try to go for a third. I couldn't think of a third.
It's hard to doing sports analogies in sports doesn't always work that well.
There's not a lot of teams offering much, and there's not a lot of players out there, so you can offer ask for a king's ransom, and if you want them, you're gonna have to pitch. You're gonna have to give it up.
Yep.
There's no way. Arizona's already shown that it's not actually a bad run organization. They seem
not
to
at
run
all.
That pretty well, especially when you look at Colorado or some other organizations.
Yes.
I feel like they're probably gonna make some smart moves. They're not gonna trade him without getting a king's ransom. So, and that's just him. If they trade, they're going to trade other pieces.
Mm-hmm.
they could really be in a nice position, similar to like Oklahoma City, you know, in basketball, where they're just taking this year and they just happen to be in the sweet spot of, oh, nobody's really got anything to sell? Well, we just happen to have a couple of things over here. If you guys, I didn't know you guys were even looking.
We'll look in the back here. Look at that. I forgot he was here. You know,
I got a home run and hitting third baseman. You guys didn't want that, did you? Right. Nobody was interested in that, right?
Yeah.
Like one of the most coveted things in all of baseball, right?
I would be surprised. Honestly, I would see a blockbuster with Kelly and Suarez together. That's for like a whole slew of prospects. I could see that happening.
Now, if I'm the Yankees, if I'm one of these teams that feels like you have to make a move, that's the move I'm making.
Yeah, make it big.
Yes, exactly. The Boston Dodger trade with Mookie and all that.
Yep.
I'm going that kind of big.
Yep.
If anything, one of the fun things about that, not if you're a fan of one of these, but as a fan of just this transactions and stuff, is if you put in enough things, people forget, oh yeah, they not only did they trade Mookie Betts, but what they got in return, like JD whatever, like they got,
yeah,
it was a bunch of names though. It was a bunch of names you'd recognize, but that was it.
Yep.
And it was, hey, Boston, it was a dumb move to trade him, but how they did it and where they did it actually was not...
Was all right, yeah.
It was pretty smart, actually. I can't imagine trading Mookie Betts if he's in my clubhouse. I couldn't imagine doing it. When Mookie Betts retires, I'm still like, okay, that's cool, so I'll see you Monday. Like, oh, no, man, I retired. Like, no, I'll see you Monday, Mookie. You ain't going nowhere.
You can't leave. Get out of here.
You can't leave. You don't have to play.
Get out of that bowling shirt that you got on here. Yeah. Come back here.
Look, you're just going to be a manager or something. You're just going to the front office. You ain't leaving. We will take a quick time out. We are able to do all of this fun with our thanks to our good friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Big shout out to them. Be sure to buy local support those that support this community. Speaking of, when we come back, we got some community events I want to touch on with you, Seth, just to highlight, and of course our schedule. And I want to talk about this passing article about the biggest trade deadline rentals in baseball history. Yeah. Coming up on Playmakers.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with Wham Incorporated. Wham Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. Wham Inc. for the hero in you.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo. All great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
This is 105.5 WYRI.
In your darkest hour,
lies, 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 look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you.
WYRI. On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see a mostly cloudy sky, a little patchy fog out there, areas of smoke as well, a morning low in the lower 60s, a light southeast breeze. On Saturday, a few showers and storms, partly sunny skies. Highs in the mid-80s, currently 83 degrees.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever...
That's not what you were trying to do.
That is not at all. This is what I wanted to do.
All right.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here at WIRI.
Summertime, and the living is easy.
Wanted to play a little bit of this to play us in because we are talking about summer and the end of summer here. And what does that for me as a kid? The trade deadline was one of those signs. I got to go swimming. I got to get swimming as I could.
Okay.
I got to the school year is right around the corner.
Right.
And as much as I as an adult, I loved the transactions and all that. Couldn't have cared less as a kid. I wanted to be out playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care about what was necessarily going on.
Who cares about that?
You watch the games at night or you catch up or whatever and stuff. Once you were lucky enough to, you know,
the Sports Center came around and stuff. I don't know. I think that there's a lot of excitement that can happen with this, but I also don't know. I don't know how it's going to end with the trade deadline. But we do know.
Hard to say.
We do know, you know, trades of the past and how some of these rentals worked out. Now, Jeff Passan put together a wonderful article on this, along with David Schofield, who both great writers. And we've talked about Suarez. We've talked about some of these, you know, quote unquote, big names that are out there that could possibly traded. Now, there's never been, or I'm sorry, there's only been four players traded during a 40 home run season in baseball history. Mark McGwire in 97, J.D. Martinez, Greg Vaughn in 96, David Justice in 2000. There's a blast for the past. I haven't thought of that name.
Wow.
And Adam Dunn in 2008. Of course, famously.
Yes. I like that about it.
So Suarez is a little bit of a, that's part of the reason this is coming up is because of Suarez and some of that. There's a bunch of different ones, but some honorable mentions. Back in 1985 for the Cardinals, Cesar Sedano getting traded, helped the Cardinals hold off the Mets in the NL East. Will Clark to the Cardinals, hit 345 with 42 ribbies in 51 games and then retired.
Yeah, in 2000, yeah.
That's one of the ones I remember the most. Yes. It was so weird seeing him in a Cardinal uniform.
Yeah, like that he had a tremendous season and then he was done.
Yeah.
And then he retired. It was like, Will, what are you doing? Come on, man. We want more Will.
Aroldis Chapman with the Cubs in 16. Of course, a big one right
that,
there.
That ended up actually being pretty big in the end. Yeah. It was.
And I'm just going to mention Ben Zobrist because I love Ben Zobrist.
So nothing wrong with that. He was a big contributor.
They got 12 of these. We don't have to go through all of them intensely, but I do want to name them. Mm-hmm. Like at number 12, David Cone to the Toronto Blue Jays and then to the New York Yankees. So Blue Jays in 92 and 95, New York Yankees. You would know this because of the way your brain is and remembers things, and I you're not really a person that gets to be a prisoner of the moment in some of these things. But I think for some of us, including myself in this, I forgot how darn good David Cone was. I knew, and in my head, if somebody asked me, oh yeah, David Cone was a Hall of Fame pitcher, I go back and I'm watching some of these things that he did and some of the control he had. Mm-hmm. And it was like his whole career. It wasn't like at the end of his career, he was fading away a little bit or anything. He wasn't maybe the pitcher he was in his first year, of course, with the velocity or some of that.
Right.
But the control was always there. Yes. Yep. And not just that, but the command. I never thought of David Cone as an intimidating pitcher. And part of the reason I came across all this is hearing batters talk about him being one of the more intimidating pitchers.
Yeah, he wasn't a big guy or anything like that. And part of it was, I think, the way he threw, because he threw from a lot of different arm angles, too. He had a whole bunch of different pitches. And he was kind of a grump. I mean,
he
wrote a column back in 1988 was the famous year that the Dodgers took out the Mets in the NLCS when no one gave him a chance at all, ever, to do it. In fact, David Cone had written an article for a newspaper saying, yeah, we're looking forward to the World Series because we don't consider the Dodgers a thing, which, you know, that's bulletin board material, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dodgers ended up winning. So he was considered kind of a jerk during his time. I did appreciate his honesty. He was one of the first guys after he retired, but they did a big article in a newspaper, I can't remember what it was, about arm pain.
Yeah.
And pitchers. Mm. And he said, you know, he was the guy that said, you know, every day you wake up and you wonder how bad is it going to be today? It's not, is it going to be gone? It's always there. It's just how, is it going to be a bad day or is it going to be a good day kind of thing.
Have to check that out.
It's really, it was way back in the day, but it was a really fascinating what pitchers specifically go through in order to do this.
At number 11, Orlando Cabrera to the Boston Red Sox in 04. The Red Sox went 42-18 the rest of the way and, of course, won the World Series, killing the Bambino curse, or just the idea of people referencing the Bambino curse.
And, of course, the other person on the other end of that was Nomar Garciaparra, was bittersweet.
Devastating.
Yes.
Devastating, and I know they won the World Series. I don't know it was worth it. I do think it's cool. They offered. Yeah. I never heard the end of this one, and I haven't looked it up, even though his birthday was the other day, and I meant to. They offered him a World Series ring because he was on the team that did win the World Series, and that is something that happens.
That for happens all the time.
Lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he accepted it or not. I do look at him as a World Series champ. I know that the record books don't look at it this way, and I don't expect anybody else to.
Yep.
And I admit that I'm a big fan of Nomar Garciaparra.
Yeah, right.
But I do think that that's a World Series champion right there, and they don't win with without him helping all those years.
All those years before that season. Yeah.
Ask any young player on that team who they went to for questions and advice, how many times he went to somebody to tell them about a pitcher and what to expect. Great, great teammate.
Yeah.
Nomar. Johannes Cepedes.
Yes.
To the Mets back in 2015.
Oh, I forget about that one. I
forgot
him.
Gosh. I forgot.
Johannes Cespedes, yes.
He was a heck of a player, man. He was something. at number nine, Mark McGwire to the St. Louis Cardinals in 1997. Still one of the biggest trades I'll ever remember.
Yes.
The Athletics trade McGwire for Eric Ludwig, TJ Matthews, and Blake Stein.
That's one of the most lopsided trades of all time. And even with the caveat that, you know, McGwire was... juicing, but right. Other than that,
McGwire, of course, would sign a 3-year extension that September, would hit its record 70 home runs in 98, beginning a stretch in which they drew not 3 million fans 21 times over the next 22 seasons.
Good grief.
After that, Matt Holliday to the St. Louis Cardinals in 2009. Mm-hmm. He's traded Holliday as well.
The Oakland to St. Louis pipeline.
Well,
they had La Russa there too. I mean, he went from Oakland to St. Louis. I mean,
it's kind of funny because we look at the Cardinals as one of the tried and true organizations because they are. Mm-hmm. They have been for a long time.
Yep.
You're hard pressed to find a franchise from beginning to end that has had more success or been more reliable at the very least.
Yes.
And earned benefit of the doubt from their fan base.
Maybe
more than any other franchise, they have done that.
Yep.
Especially when you consider how many times they won a World Series, nobody expected them to.
Right.
I think that the Cardinals have a lot of that going for them. At the same time, I think your average fan would be surprised how much they shopped out talent. Mm-hmm. They get over the hump. They had to do something like that.
Yep.
That just shows you sports how it is. I'm one of the more well-run organizations, one of the best scouting organizations in baseball to this day.
Yep.
And then still they'd struggle.
It still happens sometimes.
And David Price to the Toronto Blue Jays. The Tigers traded Price for Daniel Norris and Matthew Boyd.
Matthew Boyd's still playing. For the Tigers, I think. So, yeah. They still have him. David Price is out of baseball now. So
Toronto has to, which is weird.
Yeah.
Weird. He was something for a little while there.
He was.
Max Scherzer to the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2021. The Nationals traded Scherzer for Trey Turner and Joshua Gray. Of course, Trey Turner went on to have some nice, play pretty darn well and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
of course, now he's with Philly.
he came up with a dead arm, was a scratch from Game 6, Scherzer was.
Yep.
But really, could have had two titles. Could have had two World Series rings.
Yep.
I'm just happy he has one. It is going to be a very sad day to me when he finally retires.
When he finally hangs him up, yep.
Him and Verlander, Kershaw, seeing these three, to me, it's very similar to what we got to see in tennis for a while there with Federer, and the big
Nadal.
Three. Nadal. And, of course, Joker and all that. Mark Teixeira to the Los Angeles Angels back in 2008. Forgot about that one.
Oh, wow. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
J.D. Martinez to the Arizona Diamondbacks in 2017.
I remember that one.
Yeah, and that comes in at number four.
That was a big one, yep.
And I would say maybe the biggest one here that I thought, at least when I was thinking about this, Randy Johnson to the Houston Astros back in 98. Mm-hmm. The Mariners trade Johnson for Freddy Garcia, Carlos Guillen, and John Helleman. Randy Johnson would go 10-1 with a 1.28 ERA in 11 games with a 4.3 WAR.
Nice.
Of course, then he would sign with the Diamondbacks, and that's
and then win a World Series with them.
That's where he would do it. It's kind of interesting to look at Houston now, and if you are a young Houston fan, it's got to be exciting and fun because there's a pretty reliable franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But of our whole lifetime, Houston was that kind of a snake bitten team.
They
could have great players and yet come up short. They could go into a World Series expected to dominate and get swept in four games by Southsiders. It's a shame.
Well, that was the one year they actually got there.
Yeah.
Because before that, they kept losing to the Braves.
Yeah. At number two, Manny Ramirez to the Los Angeles Dodgers back in 2008 as part of a three-way trade with the Red Sox and Pirates. The Dodgers traded Andy LaRoche and Brian Morris for Ramirez.
Mm-hmm.
Ramirez had a great season, almost batted .400 for the Dodgers.
To wrap it up, yeah.
It was always weird to see him in that uniform, though.
Yes.
It never made sense. The big baggy clothes, it never made sense.
You know, I remember when he was young in Cleveland. You know, where he was wearing like normal size clothes. And then he went to Boston. Of course, he had all the big years with Boston, the World Series and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it was always weird seeing him in the Dodger blue. That was kind of strange. Yeah.
And at number one, and this is not an opinion, this is according to this article, but I think all of us would agree, number one. And especially, and I think this is noteworthy because this is not a Milwaukee writer. This is not somebody who is writing from the Midwest even or anything like that. This is a guy writing out of New York and telling you that the biggest trade rental of all time in baseball history was CC Sabathia to the Milwaukee Brewers back in 08.
Yeah.
Cleveland trades Sabathia for Michael Brantley, Matt LaPorta, and two other players. CC would go 11-2, 165 ERA, seven complete games.
In 2008.
He did this in the latter half, whereas some players will go their whole careers without this. Now.
Without seven complete games, yeah.
Three of those were shutouts in 17 games, a 4.9 war. Certainly, it did not end the way that Milwaukee Brewer fans would like it to end. But it is such a noteworthy trade, and it's such a big move, and such a moment in baseball history that, you know, outside of winning a World Series, it's one of the biggest moments for some Brewer fans' lifetimes. And one of the greatest stretches Brewer fans had until recently, probably.
Yeah, I would say, boy, I got to say, and not only that, here's a guy who comes over from the American League, has never batted in his life, and what's he doing, hitting home runs?
Yeah.
It's like, it was magic. I mean, there's nothing you can say, but it was just one of the most amazing runs a single player has ever had.
It's you're hard pressed to think of anybody who made a bigger impact that immediately.
They wouldn't have won without him. They would have stumbled it all away.
Entered the final days of the season, tied with the Mets for the wild card spot back then, when only one team made it. So there's that too.
That was back then. Back in those old days when
CC Sabathia, by now we've seen Hall of Fame pitcher, and his stats speak for themselves. One of the last guys to have the, you know, the big ones, the 300 wins and the 3,000 strikeouts and a lot of those things. He may be the last one to really do
that. He could be.
I don't know that he gets into the Hall. I think he still gets into Hall of Fame, even without the trade and going to Milwaukee.
Yep.
But I don't know that it's such a surefire first ballot. Everybody agrees he's going in, even though he didn't win. And even though he did win in New York, and New York's a bigger market and all of that. And he had he was a big name when he was playing. That put him on legend status. That put him on a status that you can't pay for.
Yep.
You can't ask for, you can't imagine what the Brewers got in that. Not only did it not set them back, you know, like a lot of the front offices try to tell us it will do if they make a trade and they make it too big or anything like that. But also, it's for a franchise that doesn't have a World Series to hang its hat on. It's one of the most noteworthy things you could ask for as a fan. Give me memories.
Yeah.
If I can't have a ring, give me memories. Give me good stuff. It's some for some sports fans, it's all you got.
Yeah.
It's to me, I'm bringing all of this up and hoping for some strange reason Mark Attanasio is listening. And sees what they did back then.
Yes.
And again, Michael Brantley, Matt LaPorta, two guys that aren't even against them. They made it to the majors. That is worth respecting.
Michael Brantley's had a pretty good career, too.
I like Brantley.
Yeah,
he's
had a good career.
All worth it.
Yes.
Worth it.
Totally worth it.
Worth it. Worth it. Did you want anything else? We've got some great stuff in back. So worth it.
Yeah.
And that was 08.
Yeah.
That was the last time the Brewers made a big move at the trade deadline.
Right. Now, they've gotten into the playoffs several times since then. But, I mean, think of this, though. You're right. CC Sabathia, probably Hall of Famer, okay? He won a World Series with the Yankees. You know, that was his big thing. Does anyone even care he started out with the Cleveland team?
Yeah.
I mean, they always mention this when they talk about him. This is always mentioned.
If you didn't know better, you would think that he had been playing for Milwaukee, or he, you know, that he was just a Brewer and stuff.
Right.
That's how much of the impact he made, and also why it's so worth it to make these moves.
Yes,
it's so worth it. The ends justify the means, and if you are a good franchise, even a bad move, you can survive.
Yeah,
I don't think that this Devers thing is going to sink San Francisco's organization.
No,
it's an incredibly well-run organization. Yeah. They won three titles and nobody remembers.
Yes.
they are well run. I think they could survive it, but they made the move. They did it at least. Even today, if I'm a San Francisco Giant fan, I'm good with this. Even if I overpaid, even if the rest of the season goes by, we missed the playoffs and it didn't work out, my team tried. My team went out there and made a move, and instead of, you know, just sitting there standing pat, or, oh, poor us, we don't have the money for this.
Get out of here.
It doesn't work like that.
No.
We're too smart as sports fans nowadays.
Yeah, way too smart.
I make the move. Whatever the move is, make it happen. And if you have a chance, if you're in the conversation for Suarez, you make that happen. You get that guy over here, even for a rental. Look at what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
You just do it.
You got to seize the opportunity. You got to do it right now.
And if you're not going to, don't lie to the fans.
Yeah.
Don't lie to them and tell them you're trying every season.
Get out
don't
here.
Tell them you're, you know, quit lying to them and just do the job you're supposed to do as an owner.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Tell you that.
It'll be fun.
Well, it's more fun when we come back. We got some local stuff we want to touch on when we wrap up Playmakers for the week when we get back right here at 105.5 WIRI.
Summer gatherings happen around the grill, so make sure whatever you're grilling is delicious and healthy. Family Natural Foods prides themselves in providing quality, free-range, hormone-free chicken, beef, shrimp, Alaskan salmon, and for something special, buffalo, all great for the grill. Family Natural Foods carries the summer family essentials, all-natural bug spray and sunscreen, flea and tick for your four-legged friends, and electrolytes to keep you hydrated. Family Natural Foods, your home for making this summer great. Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
What's faster than a speeding bullet and more powerful than a locomotive? Your potential when you partner with WAM Incorporated. WAM Inc. is your source for promotional power. From custom apparel, pens, tumblers, magnets, and beyond, we've got everything needed to win the day. You can also soar onto our new website, whaminc.com. WAM Inc. for the hero in you.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
My debit card.
Their debit card.
Where'd I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
Think WeatherTech specialists. Next time you hear the weather and visit our friends from TJ's Auto and Collision Center, make sure to protect your vehicle in this Wisconsin weather.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. For tonight, we'll see a mostly cloudy sky, a little patchy fog out there, areas of smoke as well, a morning low in the lower 60s, a light southeast breeze. On Saturday, a few showers and storms, partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s. It's 78 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Playmakers here on 105.5 WIRI. Mr. Keith playing us in again. Only right fitting. He plays us in every day, him and Willie.
That's true.
We will be back next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, with more Playmakers from 4 to 5. Spread the word about the show, everybody. We want as many of you listening and chiming in and jumping into the show as can be.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate those of you we've been hearing from, and thank you so much for listening and playing along.
Absolutely.
I did want to wrap up the week a little bit, Seth, given it is summer, and we're supposed to not have anything to talk about. We just filled an hour.
We sure did.
I did want to touch on some local stuff. Before we do that, though, coming in on the WIRI phone line here, we got to get that sponsored. I always like when people have it sponsored.
Yeah, that's true. That's
coming
good.
In on the Acme phone line, we got our good friend. I think this is Michael. Michael, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Hey, man. All right. How you doing? Sports director here at 105.5 and, of course, 97.5 WFHR, Michael Comer, man. How you doing?
I'm like everybody else who grew up in the 80s. I'm numb, and I don't know what to think anymore. I mean, we lose Ozzy, and then, of course, the, Real American, of course, yesterday. Mm-hmm. And, it's, then, of course, Chuck Mangione. Can't forget old Charles there. And
Pam was telling us she went to see, her and Carl went to see Chuck Mangione.
In Stevens Point, back in the 80s,
It was cool. That was another big one.
That was before he blew up the Megalomart down in Arlen, Texas, right?
Mm. Yeah.
a lot of, I know what you're saying. Yes. That's a great reference. Great reference. Michael, as long as we got only a couple of minutes here, so I did want to touch on, and I think you're not alone in what you're saying there, your sympathies.
Yep.
I wanted to touch on just a little bit of the sports calendar for our fans out there and people excited about the fall schedule and it being right around the corner. What are some things you're comfortable mentioning that we're going to try to be at the start of this?
Oh, sports, man. To try to get as much sports on the radio as we can for our wonderful listeners out there and for all of our sponsors. And if you aren't sponsoring yet and you want to, you know what to do. Get a hold of Pam in the office and she'll get you directed to who she needs to get you directed to, and you'll be on board in no time. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's the more sports... As I was told, you know, the more sports, the better. And, you know, obviously, if we could do it 7 nights a week, I'd be a happy man. Probably some people wouldn't be as happy, but you know what?
You're asking a lot there, man.
As much sports as we can.
We're very excited about, you know, usually things will kick off with football, but we've got mm-hmm. some other sports lined up for you as well. And, Michael, being a former wrestler, we're going to bring back wrestling to the airwaves and talking about it at least and covering it again like it was done for so long here at the studios.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. Be on the lookout for it, everybody. And again, yeah, to all you sponsors out there, join the team. There are not many better money makers for you. Mm. And your marketing team will tell you, if they're not, get new marketing people, because yes. they don't know their stuff. I'm telling you, it's one of the easiest go-tos for making mm-hmm. a good profit off of what we ask for out mm-hmm. of you. Be yep. a part of the team, be a part of high school sports, and support these kids. Michael, did you have anything on your mind sports-wise you wanted to touch on?
Oh, nope. Just, I guess, for the weekend, for you two fine gentlemen and all our listeners, you know, say your prayers, take your vitamins, and you will do no wrong.
well said. Well done, brother. Well
Very
done.
Nice.
Hey, thanks for everything this week. Looking forward to hanging out again next week. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Yeah, see you guys later.
Have a good one. Nice. Appreciate him joining us.
Yeah, excellent.
We'll be putting him on the spot about that sports schedule next week, everybody. I'll be like, hey, well, tell me, where are we playing?
And it's coming up so fast. Yeah, so fast.
Very excited about it. Very excited about it. Civil War Days are going on Saturday and Sunday over at the Historic Point Boss at 364 Wakely Road in beautiful Nacoosa. Go check this out Saturday from 10 to 4 and Sunday from 10 to 3. They're going to be featuring troops from the 2nd Wisconsin, the Iron Brigade. A couple of others are going to be down there as well. The battle skirmish will begin at 1:30 each day, so if you live around there, keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
The artillery demonstrations, infantry drills, cavalry demonstration, medical scenarios. They're going to be a period dance Saturday night with a ticket. Get that
that's
ticket.
That's really cool.
I love that. Dress up for it, everybody. And take pictures. I want to see. I think this is really cool that this is happening just a couple of blocks from us, you know, it feels like. And
I love it. This is such an interesting thing, and reenacting is just so fascinating to me, and I hope everyone has an enjoyable time and a very educational time. Yeah. That's why you learn a lot.
Food and beverages by Hangry's Food Truck, one of the better named food trucks in the area. Be sure to check that out, everybody. Also wanted to remind everyone that the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center's Touch a Truck event is going to be going on tomorrow from 11 to 3 over the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Check this out. It's a free event. Bring the kids and support great people over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center doing some of the most vital work in this community.
Yep.
Kids games, food, raffles. They're going to have all the big names there. We're going to have the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, Fire Department, everybody coming down with their big trucks. Get there before I do, and I try to get in every truck, and I don't let the kids in because I want to just hang out in the fire truck all day.
Because he thinks that he actually gets to drive them. That's why. He thinks he gets to do
that. They will never let me wear one of the hats. They put them on the kids all the time. Like, but, oh, sir, I'm in my 40s. It's not cool.
Sir, please every leave. Time we've tried to do this, you've taken the hats away from us. We have learned our lesson. And
it's so true. That's exactly how it would go down. I'd run.
Just run.
I got the hat. I can run pretty fast. I'm not outrunning the firemen. No, they're going to catch me. And we're going to be out and about at Celebrating Plover. That is going on right now. Check it out. They got some cool stuff happening tonight at 5:30. The kids run and fun run is going to be going on. And they will also have a Packawa run walk and roll going on. Music by the Ramble tonight, so check all that out. And then tomorrow night, volleyball tournament at 9 a.m., pickleball from 10 to 2, and the Outdoor Business Expo is going from 10 to 5. We're going to be down there.
We're going to be down there. We just found out where we're going to be setting up, actually. Pam got that information. So come on down, everyone. It's going to be packed. They've got all kinds of booths there. We're going to be part of it. We're going to be giving out swag. We got all kinds of goodies to give out this time. Come say hi. We just want to talk to you, everyone. I believe Agatha will be be there as well for pictures. So get a picture with Agatha. We'll be playing a little country music as well. So come on down and say hi. It's from 10 to 5 down at Lake Paqua Park.
We'll look forward to seeing you there, everybody. Mm-hmm. And, of course, on 97.5 FM WFHR, home of Rafter Baseball. That's where you'll find it tonight, 6:20. Rafter's hosting Wausau. Get over to the field if you can. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, in a little bit of an earlier game, 12:50 start time in Green Bay for that one. And they will be hosting Green Bay on Sunday, 2:50 start time.
Yep.
Be on the lookout for those and enjoy. We'll talk about it on Monday's Playmakers. Seth, great show.
You too, man.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We will talk to you soon.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Hello and welcome to Laura's Lounge on 105.5 FM WIRI. My name is Laura and I'm happy to be here with you on this Friday evening. That's right, guys. We made it to the end of the week. Let's celebrate with Joe Nichols.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you.